Today's Daf Masechet Shabbos Daf Samach. A new Mishnah today teaches us that the sandal hamesumar, the spike sandal, is prohibited to be worn on Shabbos. The Gemara presents a few explanations to explain why this prohibition came about. During the Roman persecution, a group of Jews were hiding in a cave. This is the first explanation of the Gemara. They were not allowing anyone who was in the cave to leave. So what happened was one of the people in the group had his spike sandal on in the wrong direction. Caused the confusion when they saw the footprint on the ground. They thought that he had actually walked out, and walking out was going to give away the position. They were discovered, so they all started to run out, and a chaotic stampede, many were killed. Another version has that the spike sandals were worn on the feet of the enemy, which they heard. They were sitting in the cave, and they heard on top of them these spike sandals walking on top of their heads and causes deadly panic. Yet another version put the group in a shul. They heard the spike sandal, and again caused a stampede with many deaths caused from there. Regarding the actual deaths, Rashi and Tosos argue. Rashi says that the spikes on the people's sandals were what caused the deaths when they trampled, while Tosos held that the sandal is tangential. The people actually died from the chaos and pushing, while in the first scenario, it was the perceived direction of the sandal that caused the stampede, while in the second and third, it was the noise made by the Roman soldier, the sandal. The Yerushalmi Shabbos and Perek Vav Halacha Beis brings two other reasons that these sandals struck. Number one, these sandals struck fear for pregnant women, causing them to, Rahman al-Itzlan, to miscarry, either because they saw them, actual sight of the sandal itself was so fear-inducing that it caused them to miscarry, or because of the sound, which the Medrash Rabbah says that would be the noise of the soldiers coming near. For the remainder of the daf, numerous other related halachos are debated. Number one, the extension of the prohibition to Yom Tov of the sandal hamesumar, but not during the week. Generally, whether this enactment was limited to specific circumstances or applied more broadly, and other considerations. When all the dust settles, it's not entirely clear what the takana, what this enactment has to do with Hilchos Shabbos per se. Perhaps this is just simply a form of chukat agoyim, not following in the ways of the Romans, and Shabbos because of the gathering day for the community being on Shabbos associated with this historical event. There's also archaeological evidence from these sandals that the nails spelled out letters or even words and could be a violation of the Malacha of Kosev, of writing on Shabbos. One application of this halacha is a question Rav Avad Yosef discusses in Shalos HaTshuvos Yechaved Das, Chelek Hei, Tshuva Chav Gimel. He asks a question there regarding whether we are required to have designated special shoes for Shabbos. He quotes the Gemara Shabbos and Kuf Yud Gimel on the Pasuk V'chibarato Me'asot Rachecha. Your Shabbat clothes should be different than weekday clothing. And then he launches into an analysis of whether shoes are considered articles of clothing or not. One of the tshuva that he brings from the Ben Ish Chai, Shalat Tshuva Rav Palim Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, where he differentiates that in Birkot HaShachar we have the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Malbish Arumim includes clothing but does not include footwear. There's a separate bracha for that, and that bracha Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Therefore, it says the Ben Ish Chai, we see that there is no concept that shoes are considered a part of one's clothing. An explicit Yerushalmi actually says that there is no requirement for two shoes at all. Then Rav Avadya brings a discussion about the sandal hamesumar, which according to one read would imply one should have special footwear just for Shabbat, because these sandals may be worn during the week, but not Shabbat. However, the Korban Ha'eid, one of the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi, learned the Yerushalmi is saying we cannot wear this sandal at all, not even during the week. Just the takana was made because the incident was on Shabbat. Therefore, Rav Avadya concludes it's a good idea to have a pair of shoes set aside for Shabbos, not actually required. Tavo alav bracha. If you do so, one can alternatively shine one's weekday shoes to honor the Shabbos.